Hey, how are you? Driving back from the camp, right? We forgot a couple of things up there, so I had to go get them.
Oh, okay. Are the boys in school?
They are.
Oh, okay.
They are. So.
What's going on with the trailer?
What, the camper?
Yeah, I thought you said that you're missing parts with it, or you just had to go get it?
No, we forgot things at it when we left yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Normally Lori cleans out the refrigerator and brings home like the extra food and stuff like that. And there was some other stuff. Everything was, the food and some other stuff was left there. So I just went up to get it because by the time we go back to it, the food would go bad. So.
Seems like quite a drive for some food, like,
hey. Yeah, but it's better than having your refrigerator smell and everything else when you get there.
I'm ready to, right now, do an 8-hour drive up to Fairfield.
To where?
Because I gotta go talk to lawyers. I gotta try and figure out what the hell's going on right now. I can't.
Whatever happened with the court and stuff, did they postpone it, or? Denise? Hello? Can you hear me, or?
And I will be dead.
I'm
a felony because of this guy.
The last, like, 45, all I heard you say is I gotta go talk to lawyers, and then it cut out.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to call up lawyers up in Missouri, because I gotta see what's going on. Like, Ty's trying to get me snatched with a felony right now.
But a felony for what?
He's saying that I was messaging him. He messaged me and I responded. So apparently that's a fucking felony. Where it's like, no, he was messaging me. He was the one who's sending me dirty pictures of his girlfriend. So I turn around and it's like, okay, who is this? Oh, is this Ty? No, it's not. It's Ty's wife. Well, you nasty bitch. Blah, blah, blah. So at first I thought, oh, this is Ty's girlfriend, right? So I was like, oh yeah, you want to keep sending me pictures of you? Alright, I was like, you want to see pictures of me? And she's like, oh bitch, you're not even that good looking. I was like, at least I got tits, you flat-chested whore. And then she turned around and she's like, oh, well, Ty's dick is so big. I was like, Ty don't got a big dick. I was like, you want to see a big dick? So I sent her a picture of the guy that I was with. And as soon as I sent it, I knew it was fucking Ty, because it's like, you're with a fucking nigger? And I was like, ah, caught ya. And then it's like, God damn it, Denise, I would never fucking touch your pussy again if you were with a fucking black guy. And it's like, oh, so is this Ty or is this Ty's girlfriend? Who the fuck am I talking to? And sure enough, those pictures are now being used against me in court, but Ty's claiming I just sent that to him. And it's like, no. Either you or your girlfriend started this. Why the hell do I have to pay for it now?
You gotta watch it. They don't get a forensic. They may get a forensic auditor involved and go back through everybody's accounts and everything and trace everything.
Ryan, I wish they would. Because it would. They need to. Because somebody messaged me fucking yesterday. Taking pictures claiming that it was Ty and this girl. Like, I don't know who's doing it. And I called up the lawyer today, and the lawyer's like, get the pictures printed, take them down to the county clerk's office. He's like, get a warrant out for him now. Because the timing is so perfect every freaking time. And the lawyer's like, why did you respond? I've been on the phone talking to different schools, talking about going back to school. And I just got off the phone with the recruiter when he was like, hey, I'm going to send you some stuff. Okay. So sure enough, 20 minutes later, my phone's going off, but I'm driving and I'm in a dead zone. So I'm trying to get these messages to load, and I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. I was like, could you send it to my WhatsApp app account? You know, can you email it to me? But these pictures and videos are still coming through, but they're not downloading because I'm in a dead zone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So finally, I get out of the dead zone. I get into an area where I have service, and it up, and then I realize it's a guy and a girl. And I'm like, son of a bitch. Like, he got me again, you know? But I forward him to the lawyer, and the lawyer's like, no, you can clearly tell by reading the messages, you did not know that was him. He's like, take it down to the county clerk, see what they say. So now I gotta go print out these pictures and take them down to the county clerk. Like,
which county clerk, though? By you, or?
Yeah, by me, because there's a restraining order here in Kentucky. Ty's filing stuff in fucking Johnson County in Missouri, when it's like, those orders are out of Henry County. You gotta file in Henry County, not Johnson. But somehow, it already got to a prosecutor, and I wasn't even served, so I don't see how this is my fault.
I don't know.
I wish they would get forensics. I really wish they would, because it is plain as day Ty is playing a fucking game. It's as plain as fucking day. I thought Dan was a real son of a bitch. Ty got Danny beat. He totally got Danny beat. And because Ty knows what triggers me, even worse. Everyone knows I can't keep my mouth shut. Everybody knows this. So you say something, I'm going to react. It's just bullcrap. It's bullcrap because it's still playing what he's doing. Whatever, I'm hoping I can get it down to a fucking misdemeanor. If it's a misdemeanor, I can live with it. If it's a felony, I've got to go to jail for murder. If you're going to send me to jail, let it be for something good, damn it.
Well, you said you got to drive 8 hours away?
I don't know. I'm waiting to hear back from the lawyer if they want me to go out there or not. Because Lowe's is paying for it. My company that I work for, they're paying for it. Because even my manager is like, Denise, he's like, I don't want to see you go to jail. Like, I'm right now training to be a manager. And he's like, I can see what this man is doing. He's like, we'll cover 20% of your court cost. Cool. 25 is better than nothing. But everyone can see, like, Ryan, I can send you the messages. This is Ty dicking with me.
But is it coming up as his phone number?
No, they're coming up as burner numbers, but they're coming up as Kentucky burner numbers. I know it's Ty. Who else would be sending me this?
What, Ferner, what is that, a town, or?
No, it's just coming up as Kentucky. 502 is just a Kentucky area.
I thought you said Ferner. I didn't know what Ferner was.
No, they're burner numbers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I never did anything with any of that burner stuff, so I don't know.
I don't know.
I wouldn't even know what programs do that.
There's a way to figure it out. David was telling me about it. I have to pay for it. But it's getting to the point, if it's going to keep me out of jail, then I'll start paying for it. I don't know. I just got down to the courthouse. Let me go get this crap started and see what's going on.
All right, real quick. Your two envelopes came from T-Mobile.
Yeah, they're trying to repossess the phones because I haven't paid the phone bill. I know.
All right, so what do you want me to do then? Send them back, or?
I gotta see if I can let Ethan keep the phone but take the service off. I gotta.
All right. Well, let me know.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. There's bill I gotta pay.
All right. Well, give me a call when you get out. Let me know what's going on.
All right. We'll do.
All right.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.